For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday, July the 2nd. We're just a couple of days away from the 4th of July. We're going to talk about 4th of July safety with fireworks and fire. And then about a fashion with compassion grab bag event. But let's start, first of all, with my friend Debbie Sorrell.
Hi, Paul. It's nice to see you.
Good to have you here, Debbie. Columbia Fire Department. And this is a... This topic is really very important to you, and it should be important to all of us.
It's a busy time of year because there's more fires on the 4th of July than any other day of the year.
More fires?
Nationwide, yes.
I thought it would be around Christmas time. No. More fires on the 4th of July than any time of the year. Is that because of fireworks?
It is.
And because of people barbecuing?
Mainly fireworks. So 3 out of every 5 fires on 4th of July will be for fireworks.
Okay. And it's dry as
it's been this year.
Oh,
so dry. Yeah. But it is part of our fabric almost. We eat apple pie, we barbecue, and we shoot fireworks on 4th of July.
If you live in the city of Columbia.
You cannot shoot fireworks.
Can you use the sparklers?
No.
Not even sparklers?
No, you can't shoot. You can't use any consumer fireworks. Now, sparklers, let's talk about them real quick. So what temperatures does water boil? About 212 degrees.
Yeah.
We cook cakes about 350 degrees. Wood will burn 500 degrees.
Okay, you're going to tell me how hot.
Sparklers, 1,200 degrees. Let's give those to our kids and let them brand each other. They're extremely hot. They're terribly hot.
So sparklers are not for use in the city?
No. So we don't have stands. So you could get those pop fireworks that you throw on the sidewalk or pinch. And those could go off. You could get the poppers, but you can't buy sparklers or anything like that. So we don't allow the selling or the firing.
Now, what about if you live in the county?
There is not an ordinance that says that you can't buy consumer fireworks.
So if you live in the county, you can. But my goodness, as dry as it has been this year.
And humid, too. It's everything is perfect for a large fire. And we know what's going on in neighboring, in Colorado. The state's on fire. Just our forests and farmlands and pastures.
Something that bothers me, Debbie, and I see it all the time, especially on rural roads, people smoking a cigarette, driving by, and tossing that lighted cigarette out on the road.
It's all it takes is one.
I know it is.
It's so
But
common.
It is so ridiculous.
You see it at drive-thrus all the time, like drive-thru restaurants, fast food and stuff.
But all it takes is one spark. It can start a fire.
Yes. So terrible in a forest setting, terrible on a rural setting, but also terrible in a fast food restaurant that's full of people that you could be.
So what is the one message you want to get across about 4th of July?
Please use common sense. Have fun. Be safe. See your family. If you have to see fireworks, come downtown. We will be doing Fire in the Sky again this year. The city does it. They hire professional fireworks people to come in. So hopefully that kind of curbs the urge from everybody else to experiment.
And a lot of towns in and around our listening area all have their own municipal fireworks.
Exactly. Jefferson City has one. Many, many. And they're all wonderful to see your friends and your family. Just something alternative. Because emergency rooms, it's a busy time of year for them, too. Because of fireworks. Because of the injuries. And the majority of the injuries from fireworks are little kids from 5 to 14 years old.
Okay.
You
seem like you're somewhat frustrated about it.
I think it's wasteful. When you have a little kid that doesn't have a finger anymore because he was playing with fireworks because it was okay. It's not that dangerous. I think we should give them, they're so unpredictable, give them the respect that they deserve. These are dangerous pieces of fire that flies around.
All right, so watch the fireworks professionally on this 4th of July.
And be careful and have fun.
All right, Debbie Sorrell, City of Columbia.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure, and you will come back again soon.
Anytime.
All right. Now, I want to introduce you to Lauren Strain, who is from Plato's Closet. And Lauren, you're here today. Plato's Closet, they're representing Heart of Missouri CASA. And you're having a fashion with compassion grab bag. What is that?
Basically, we're teaming up with Heart of Missouri Casa to donate the proceeds that we get off of this clearance event that we have. Mm-hmm. A customer can purchase a bag for $15. More donations are encouraged, of course, because it's for going to a good cause. And basically, they fill it up with as much clearance items as they can. We donate it to Casa. We also give them discount in our store for regular price items and coupons and raffle tickets and stuff like that to local businesses.
Yeah. So how much money are you hoping that you will be able to donate to Casa?
As much as we possibly can.
So when I asked you this before we went on, she goes, oh, $1 million or more? Well, you got some pretty lofty goals there, lady.
Yes. Well, Casa's, you know, it works with children that come from abuse and neglect, and it just would be a great, it's a great cause, too. Yeah. So, I mean, we encourage as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. I know you're not directly involved with Casa, but obviously the fact that you're teaming up with them for this fundraiser, it has to mean something to you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is our third year doing this event, so we love it. We think it's an awesome opportunity to, you know, we love doing volunteer work as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, our obviously we're just a business, and so it's kind of difficult. Like, we can't do it all the time, but when we can do something
well,
like
I
this.
Well, I think what you're doing with this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. So people can fill up a bag, and they pay what?
It's $15.
Fill up a bag.
Mm-hmm. Cash or check.
And then you pay $15, and the profits there go to Casa.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to make an extra donation, you say, well, here's my $15 for that bag, but I want to – how about if I throw in another $15 or $20 or $30 for Casa?
Yes.
All of that goes directly to Casa.
Yes.
There's nothing off the top there.
Yes.
All goes to Casa.
All go to Casa.
All right. Mm-hmm. The date and time here?
It's Saturday, July 21st.
Okay.
It's almost all day event. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. So, and if people would like to have more information on this, can they contact Plato's Closet or they contact Casa?
Both. Yes. It's okay. There's you can go to Casa online or Facebook. Plato's Closet is on Facebook as well. Or call the store. Yeah.
Okay. What's the number?
573-817-8100.
Okay. For more information. So mark it on your calendar. It is Saturday, July the 21st. That's about, what?
A couple
two,
weeks.
Two weeks from now.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Lauren.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you here. And I do hope you raise $1 million or more.
I will let you know.
Do. And Debbie Sorrell, thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much. Have a great fourth.
Yes. We're out of time for today. Joe Manhart, Missouri Egg Council, will be here tomorrow. She's going to talk about egg safety on the 4th of July. So we covered fire safety tomorrow, food safety. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there is something that you would like to see or hear on this program, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.